layup out in front. Basket will not, wouldn't have counted anyway. Foul on the drive. It's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Webb with personal foul number one, and that's the third team foul. We have tied the lowest record, so it's 10 fouls. Another foul, and they will not set the record for the fewest fouls in a ball game. Inbound pass to Benson. There it is. Webb commits a foul as Benson goes up for the shot. Webb got him across the elbow. Obvious call. You can see the arm move sideways. Benson will be shooting two at the free throw line. Dixie on the night, 2 for 2, and that's Brent Wade at the free throw line. 16 minutes left in the ballgame, 45-42. Midland out in front by 3. And Eddie Benson to shoot 2. Could cut it to 1. Shot up. Good. Eddie Benson. Benson, not that great a free throw shooter on the year. Shoots only 68.9%. Not bad, but not great. Eddie Benson. 45-43. Make it 45-44. Back to a 1-point lead. Midland and Dixie putting the pressure on. 45-44. Midland out in front by 1. Webb against Wade. Webb trying to get around Wade. Leans in with a pass. Stolen. Saved? No. Yes, it is. No. Benson stepped on the baseline. It looked like he saved it inbound. Yes, no. Yes, no. And finally, no. Lost out of bounds. Dixie starting to gain some momentum. Down by 2, by 1 against Midland. Have never led in this game. Hunter's Wilson. The trap on Wilson. And Wilson has been double deadly for Midland against Dixie. Dixie into a 2-3 zone. Midland will back out of the offense. Webb against Wade. Out in front. Pass indeed goes to Smith, who lays it up and in. And Chester Smith got away from everybody for his 10th point. 47-44, back to a 3-point margin. Dixie brings it back to within 1. 1-3-1 zone. Pass underneath to McMullen. Layup shot, no good. Rebound, McMullen. McMullen chases it down. Pure hustle for McMullen. Long jump shot. Wade, short. Long rebound into the hands of Wade. Through his hands to Eddie Benson. Benson makes the move. Cannot get the shot away. Back to Brent Wade. Dixie getting some lucky breaks this half with a long bounce coming out to Dixie. Steve Flint pass. Too big for Ant. Flint turns the ball over. Had the right idea. Ant was in the keyhole, but threw the ball too big for him. Turnover by Dixie. 47-44. Will Midland take advantage of it now? Pass at the angle. Goes to Punis Wilson. In deep to Smith. Turnaround over Flint. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by McMullen. Fouling is McCain. McCain up over the back. And suddenly Midland picking up some fouls. That's the 15th foul on Midland. After a virtual foul-free first half, 2 apiece. Correction, 3-2. We're starting to pick up some fouls in the second half. Charles Wings, one of the officials in the Dixie game yesterday, is one of the officials tonight. Benson to Flint. Flint loses the basketball, trying to pick it up. McMullen and Benson, jump ball. Pass by Benson to Flint. In traffic, Flint lost it. But McMullen and Benson tied it up, and it's out of bounds on the alternate possession rule, out of bounds to Dixie. In comes Moret. Out goes Jerome Crow for a breather. Ants wants to inbound. Does so in the corner to Brent Wade. Back to Ants on the baseline. Back to Flint. Flint leans in. Right-hander. Good. Steve Flint. Flint with 8 points on the night. 47-46. Back to a 1-point lead. Wade against Webb. 14-21. Left in the game. Webb. Jump shot over Wade. Too long. Rebound. Crashing the boards. Flint gets it. And a foul on whom? On Chris McMullen on the rebound. McMullen throws his hands in the air. The rebound came out to Flint, but it's a turnover as McMullen bumps him the assemblage from behind under the basket. A little bit of shaking of the bones underneath, and McMullen was the cause, according to the official. That's number 2 on McMullen. Correction, number 3, according to the official, on McMullen. McMullen in foul trouble now. I had it for only 2. The official scores apparently have it for 3. Inbounds way out in front against that 2-3 zone of Dixie. At the angle, it goes to McCain. Dixie now into a 1-3-1 zone. No, Ron Ant signals. Let's go around to a man-to-man. Midland will not play against that zone as long as they have the 1-point lead. Moret at the angle. Puntis Wilson against Ant. Wilson cut off by Ant. Bounce pass out in front to Webb. Midland being patient on the offense. That is not their normal game. Webb to the baseline. Jump shot. Short. Tap. No good. Tap. Good by Wilson. Hunter Wilson right there to get the tap in. Back to a 3-point lead. 49-46. Midland, 2-1-2 zone now, dropping back to a 2-3. Benson at the angle to Steve Flint. Flint has the notion, doesn't take the shot. Eddie Benson to Ants in the keyhole, backs out of trouble to Brent Wade at the wing. Wade, bounce pass into the corner to Flint. Flint trying to pass it to McMullen. Pass deflected, stolen by Midland. Ball deflected by Wade, stolen back by Eddie Benson. Benson coming back the other way, behind the back, dribble twice. Benson, pass to McMullen. McMullen, head fake, can't get the shot, now leans in with a 10-footer. No good, rebound McMullen, jump ball. As getting to this, Chester Smith is out of bounds to Midland. Dixie, hustling, full out. Midland, ditto. And we have a dandy, 49-46 Midland, 13:06 left in the game, and Dixie cannot break the ice, cannot get the lead. Bud Webb once again against Brent Wade. Webb bounce pass to the high post to Smith. Smith against Flint. Wade commits the foul, or is it Flint? Flint with the body. Wade took a swipe at the basketball, missed it. Flint gets the foul. That's number one on Flint. Flint to take a breather after putting on a pretty good show. Flint with 8 points on the night. Hymus into the lineup for Dixie. Wes Hymus, freshman out of Bingham, Utah. Out of bounds to Midland at side court. Brent Wade challenging Webb. Inbounds comes to McCain to Pundus Wilson. 3-point lead by Midland. Wilson loses the basketball but picked up by McCain. McCain against McMullen. Lob pass in deep to Smith. Turn around with the right hand. No good. Tap. No good. There's a foul on whom? Foul on McMullen? Apparently so. That's number four on McMullen, and Dixie will have to use the bench. And shooting two will be Pontus Wilson. McMullen complains, ready to come in as Tom Roberts. And so Hymus will move to a forward, and Roberts will come back in at center. McMullen, who had 39 points last night, only 8 points tonight. As Midland will not let McMullen get the basketball, Roberts in, McMullen out with 12:42 left in the game, 49-46. Wilson will be shooting two. That's the 15th foul on Dixie. Five on each side, so we will have some free throws probably before this game is over. Wilson, first shot, good. Both teams perfect from the free throw line. Wilson, with a total of 19 points on the night towards a 23.3 average. Wilson, second shot up. Too long. Rebound brought down by Tom Roberts. First miss of the night on either side. 50-46. 4-point lead by Midland. 2-1-2 zone. Eddie Benson at the point. Looks for help. Goes to the left angle to Ants. Back to Benson. At the point, Benson right angle to Brent Wade. Wade back to Benson. Benson looks for help. Jump shot from the top of the key. Shot up, no good. All alone for the rebound is Wilson. So Dixie losing the boards once again. Midland staying right with Dixie and will not fold in the second half, apparently, tonight. Webb to Moret. Back to Webb. Webb picked up quickly by Wade. Webb's jump shot in and out, no good. High for the rebound. Tom Roberts. Bounce pass goes to Eddie Benson. 50-46. Benson down the keyhole. Benson stops. Pass on the side to Hymus, to Tom Roberts, in deep to Ents, double teamed. Ents puts it up. It will count. Foul on Moret. Ents, basket number five. Moret, foul number two on the night. 16 foul. Two things. It gives Dixie a chance for a three-point play. Bring it back to within 1 point. It gives Moret a second foul, and it also gives Midland 16 fouls. Next one, Dixie will shoot 1-1. Ready to come in, Jerome Crow. Shot up, too long. Rebound, Tom Roberts. Out in front to Ants. Back to Tom Roberts. Dixie with the basketball. Could tie. First time since two. At the angle, Brent Wade. Back to Hymus. Back to Benson. Top of the key. Jump shot. Short. Rebound tapped around. Hymus hustling after it. Hymus to the baseline to Roberts. Roberts, jump shot out of the corner. Good! Tom Roberts gets the shot. We have a tie. 50-50. 11:30 left in the game. Midland with the basketball. First tie since the opening of the ball game. High post, pass deflected, foul on Wade. Picked up by Roberts. Wade jumped into the man. That's number two on Brent Wade. Wade almost had the steal. After he knocked the ball away, his momentum carried into Smith, and that's the foul. Number two on Wade. That's 16 foul on Dixie. Last time anybody will take it out of bounds. 1-1 from here on out from both sides. 11:22 left in the game. 50-50 tie. Webb to inbound. At the angle. It goes to number 24, Crow. Out in front to Webb. Webb looks for help. Right side to Pontus Wilson. In deep to Smith. Smith under pressure. Layup shot short. There's a foul on Roberts. Bumping with the body. On the drive or on the shot? Will it be two? Will it be 1-1? That's number one on Tom Roberts. 17 foul. 1-1 or two? Chester Smith. I think you'll be shooting two. Yes, indeed. Smith, shooting two. Two for two tonight. A total of 10 points on the night for Chester. Smith, 15.3 average. First shot is up and good by Smith. Three for three on the night. 51-50. Service is broken. Second shot up by Smith. Good. The Midland has missed one. Dixie has missed one. Full court pressure by Midland. 52-50. Dixie has brought it back to a tie. Slowly but surely, Dixie has been coming back into this ball game. Ants on the angle. It goes to Benson. The overmatch. Benson head fakes. 10-footer blocked out of bounds by Midland. Coming from behind, Cuttis Wilson to knock it out of bounds. Midland, well coached ball, but so is Dixie. And you can see it. Dixie to inbounds. Wes Hymus. Inbounds in the corner to Brent Wade. Wade wants to get it back to Hymus, does so. Hymus throws it right into the arms of McCain. McCain to Webb. Webb loses the ball through the feet of Wilson out of bounds. Foul goes to Ant. Ant bumped with a body. That's number two on Ron Ant. Or is it number one? Let's check. Apparently, the foul that we had credited to Ant was actually McMullen's earlier. That's why McMullen has four. Ant credited with only one foul now. And to the free throw line, but Webb, not Wilson, Webb. Bump by Ants will shoot one and, no, shooting two, they rule. Webb, first shot, good. But Webb, four for four from the free throw line, 53-50. Midland trying to make it a four-point lead. Dixie cannot get the lead, shot up short. Rebound brought down by Tom Roberts. Webb hits one out of two. Webb, 88% free throw shooter on the year. Benson. At the point, looks for help. Goes at the angle to Ron Ant. Zone defense by Midland most of the night to Eddie Benson. At the angle to Brent Wade. Wade trying to penetrate. Cannot. Out in front it goes to Eddie Benson at the point. Benson looks for help. Benson backing away from trouble. Bounce pass on the wing. Thrown right into the hands of Wilson who steals it. Wilson to the basket. Lays it up and in. Cuttis Wilson with the basket and the steal. Wilson with 21 points. 55-50. 5-point lead again. Midland with the quickness. Stealing the basketball. Benson at the angle to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Out in front to Eddie Benson. Benson at the point. Trying to find somebody underneath. Cannot. Looks for help. Now gets it to Ron Ants, who pops out. Ants at the point. Left side. Brent Wade. Head fakes. Doesn't take the shot. Wade now left alone at 20. Shot up. In and out. Rebound brought down by Curtis Wilson. Lead pass. Out in front of everybody is Chester Smith to lay it up and in. And Chester Smith makes it a 7-point lead. To Dixie. Losing seven straight points to Midland. Midland brings it out, 57-50, 9:45 left in the game. Wade to the baseline, layup shot, good, Wade, and there's a foul. Is it on Wade after? Yes, it is. The Wade shot is good. No, correction, it's a blocking foul on Midland. And the foul is on Cuttis Wilson. That's number one on Wilson. McMullen ready to come back in with 9:42 left in the game. Calculated risk. Is this the shades of the Western Texas game of 3 years ago? Johnny Gilbert fouled out with just minutes to play. Less than three. The leading scorer for Dixie. And Dixie came from behind to win it. Chris McMullen playing with four personal fouls. Ron Ants playing with a cold, needing a breather. Coming to the sideline. Brent Wade to shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play. Shot good, Brent Wade. Wade, three for three from the free throw line. A total of 15 points tonight for Wade. 57-53, back to a four-point lead by Midland. Half-court pressure by Dixie. Man-to-man defense. Webb against Wade. Pass in deep goes to Smith. Back to Webb. Webb picked up by Roberts. Shoots over Roberts. Shot short. Rebound tapped around. Brought down by Benson. Benson chasing it down the sideline. Three-on-one fast break. Benson. Pass deflected and stolen by Smith. Lead pass the other way to Webb. Webb puts it up. Will not get it. But the foul goes to Tom Roberts. Roberts will not let that race... Layup go. Roberts fouling at the other end. Good defense by Midland, stealing the ball time and again from Dixie in crucial situations on passes. And it isn't that the passes are all that bad. It's just that Midland, that quick, gets there suddenly. Into the lineup comes Dockery. Eddie Benson to take a breather. 57-53, Spud Webb to shoot two. Webb who creates situations. And that's a... best way to describe it, Webb last night had 21 points, including a slam dunk tonight. A little bit below that. First shot just barely hits the front of the rim. Webb, a total of 10 points on the night. 57-53. The best Webb can do is give Midland a 5-point lead now. 9:14 left in a game. Second shot. Up, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Tom Roberts. Bounce pass goes to Wade. Wade loses the ball. Diving for the ball is Smith, and foul, Chester Smith. Midland fans boo. Dixie fans applaud. Wade went after the ball. Smith dived after the basketball. Honest chasing of the ball. Both foul players ended up on the floor. Wade on top of Smith, and Wade with the free throws coming up. Smith with a foul. Smith, number two on the night, with 9:09 left in the game. Wade to shoot 1-1. Wade tonight is 3-for-3 from the free throw line, 15 points. Last night, Wade from the free throw line went 1-for-3. Tonight, much better ball game. Wade, too long. Rebound, Brent Wade. Ball knocked away, stolen by Spud Webb. 2-on-2, fast break. Webb at the free throw line. Pass to Smith to the baseline. Turn around by Smith under pressure. Good. Chester Smith. So Dixie could have brought it back within two. Missed the free throw. Got the rebound. And then lost the ball. 59-53. The quick hands of Midland telling the tale tonight that Dixie will not die. 59-53. 6-point lead by Midland. Dixie has never led. Hymus. Wade looks, trying to get it to McMullen. Trap on McMullen. Out in front it goes to Tom Roberts. Roberts quickly to Ola Sakarin. Ball pass into the corner to Brent Wade. In deep to McMullen. McMullen makes the move, loses the ball. Picked up by Jerome Crow. Dixie turns the ball over. Eric Ludlow along the bench throws a towel down in disgust. 59-53. Midland threatening to break it open. Now pass in deep to Smith. Ball almost stolen. Smith puts it up and in from the baseline. Smith with the basket. 8-point lead. 61-53. Dockery into the corner to Tom Roberts. 8:08 left in the game. Roberts out in front to Willis Dockery. Quickly to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Wade. Timeout called by Dixie. 8 minutes left in the game. 61-53. 8-point lead by Midland back in 60 seconds.
Capco Petroleum is the name to remember for savings. Capco helps you save money on most major brands of motor oil. They have Fins Oil, Quaker State, Union 76, Arco, Phillips 66, and Conoco Motor Oil at their TVA warehouse. And you save dollars, not pennies, when you buy it for the case. The same savings as yours on lubricants, antifreeze, tires, batteries, and filters. Save dollars, not just pennies, at Capco's TVA warehouse, 225 North 100 West in Cedar City.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant.
Midland is led by as much as 9. They now have an 8-point lead. The Chaparrals. Dixie has tied. That's their biggest lead. Ron Edge. Inbounds to Tom Roberts. Zone defense by Midland, keeping Dixie away from the basket and bottling up Chris McMullen tonight. Tom Roberts back to Brent Wade. To Ellis Dockery. McMullen has yet to shoot a free throw tonight. Ron Ends turn around with the right hand. No good. Tap McMullen. No good. Rebound out in front. Taken by Chester Smith. Midland 2-on-2. Fast break. Smith jump shot from 10. Good. Chester Smith. Midland not missing at all. 63-53. 10-point lead. Dixie getting one shot and that's it. Pass underneath to McMullen. Head fake. Down is shot up and good. Foul on Wilson. McMullen getting the basket. Wilson getting foul number two. And to the free throw line, Chris McMullen. That's what Dixie wanted to do. Get it to McMullen. McMullen has a string of 29 free throws. Can he make it 30 in a row in this tournament? 63-55, 8-point lead. Chris was kidding today. He said he'll probably throw up a brick on the first free throw. After thinking about it, shot up and no good. Tap around. Ron Entz, rebound, foul. Goes to whom? Bud Webb or number 24, Jerome Crow. It looks like Crow is our man. And Ants will go to the free throw line. So McMullen. Crow with second personal foul. McMullen misses after 29 consecutive yesterday. Threw off soft brick. 1-1. Ron Ants has missed one tonight. First shot good. Ron Ants. Ants with 11 points. That brings it back to 7. 63-56. Dixie could make a 6 if Ants gets the second free throw. Second shot. Good. Ron Ants. Ants with 12 points. Dixie will put on three-quarter court pressure. Wade against Webb. Webb will be forced to bring it up in a hurry. 7:22 left in the game. Dixie, man-to-man defense. At the angle, it goes to Pontus Wilson. Wilson, jump shot from 25. Good! Pontus Wilson let fly and dropped it. 11 baskets on the night. 65-57. Back to an 8-point lead. Against that zone defense, Wade at the angle to Ron Entz. Entz penetrates. Jump pass underneath to Roberts. Puts it up. No foul call. Tapped around. Rebound brought down by Crow. Taken away. Roberts with the layup shot. No good. Foul on Chester Smith. No foul the first time around. They finally called the foul on somebody. As both teams going after the boards in a hurry, Chester Smith gets number three. Now foul trouble for Midland. Smith, along with Wilson, have been red hot tonight. Roberts to shoot two. Roberts to try to cut the margin back to six. 65-57. Roberts shot good. Tom Roberts, good free throw shooter on the year, 75.5%. 65-58. Dixie scoring with time stopped. Second shot. Roberts good. Roberts with 6 points on the night. Make it 65-59. Full court pressure by Dixie. Stolen by Brent Wade against Webb. Wade lays it up. No good. Follow by Ant. A correction. Tom Roberts. Wade stole it from Webb. Full court pressure. This time, McCain to bring the ball up court, and Chris McMullen trapping. McCain down the sidelines to Crow. Dixie suddenly back within four. 65-61. Wade against Webb. Wade at the angle goes to McCain. McCain against McMullen. Pass in deep to Crow. Turn around over Dockery. No good. Long rebound. Brent Wade. Here comes Dixie up the side court. Wade against Webb. Wade hangs on to the basketball. Pass into the corner goes Ola Dockery. Give and go to Wade. Bank shot. Deflected. Out in front. Webb. Lead pass comes to Pontus Wilson against Dockery. Wilson. 10-footer. No good. Wilson follows. No good. Rebound. Rod Ant. Wilson all alone for the lay-in. The best shot that he's had all night. The easiest one. And he missed it. Dropping him in from 25. He missed that shot. That may give Dixie some momentum. Dockery, at the point against the zone, goes to Roberts. Roberts, jump shot from 18. Good, Tom Roberts. Roberts, 10 points on the night. 65-63, and the St. George faithful will go wild. It looks like the Hutchinson fans may be leaning towards Midland now. Timeout, Midland. 5:39 left in the game. 65-63, Midland back in 60 seconds.
You know, we've heard an awfully lot lately about IRA accounts from banks and other institutions. Olson and Levitt Insurance in St. George would like to let everyone know about a meeting concerning IRA accounts on March 30th at 7 p.m. in the new Washington County Library. Olson and Levitt Insurance will have Bob Turner representing Allstate Insurance in attendance to discuss the advantages of having an IRA account through an insurance company. For further information, phone Olson Levitt Insurance at 628-0453.
Adventures on the home front.
You drive a hard bargain, but you just bought my house.
George, I still think we should have gone through a realtor.
Nonsense. We don't need a realtor to buy a house.
Where are the schools?
Well, there's one for the criminally insane around the corner.
Oh, no.
But we are close to transportation, you said.
Very close.
Why?
Very close.
Come on, let's go see a realtor. There's financing and a lot of red tape to buying a house.
For your next real estate purchase or sale, see your Realty World agents in St. George at 246 West St. George Boulevard.
65-63. Midland by two. Dixie on a run. And they scored 6 3-points. Inbound. Comes to McCain. McMullen goes for the steal. McCain keeps the ball. McCain can't find anybody. Gets it quickly to Pontus Wilson. Ball lost by Wilson. Wilson picks it up. Dixie scrambling on a man-to-man defense. Gets it quickly to Jerome Crow. Crow back out in front to McCain. Will Midland try to freeze the ball? I do not think so. With 5:20 left in the game, McCain against McMullen. Out in front it goes against Spud Webb. Webb against Wade. Wade goes for the steal. Webb gets the pass away. And deep it goes to Smith. Bumped by Tom Roberts. Roberts with personal foul number three on the night. 65-63. Third personal for Roberts. 1-1 coming up for Chester Smith. Smith is 4-for-4 tonight. Both teams shooting very well from the free throw line. As a team, 2, 4, 5, 7, 9. 9-for-12 for Dixie. First shot by Smith. Shot good. Smith, 5-for-5 now. As a team, Midland, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12-for-15. 66-63. Midland by three again. Shot up by Smith. Good. Chester Smith, 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Wade quickly to Dockery. Give and go to Wade. Wade loses the ball. Foul to Webb. Webb knocked the ball away from Wade. Personal foul number three on Webb, and it's pretty well a crowd that shifted to Midland. They like Bud Webb. And it's St. Patrick's Day, and Midland wears green. The wearing of the green, as they say. And Brent Wade, at the free throw line, is 3-for-4 tonight, but last time missed the first half of a 1-and-1 shot. Good, Brent Wade. This time he hits it, 4-for-5 from the free throw line, a total of 16 points. 67-64, can Wade bring it back to within two? Brent Wade, second shot, up and good. Brent Wade, this one cleanly through. Great quarter court pressure by Dixie. Webb against Wade. Wade cuts Webb off at the pass. Webb almost loses the basketball. Gets it away, cross court, it goes to McCain. Pass in deep to Crow. Crow back to McCain, head fake. Fouled by Dockery. Dockery bumped him with the body. Ola's Dockery. Got him with a hip, trying to cut off McCain's drive down the baseline. Midland still likes to hit the perimeter shot. 10 to 15 feet out. 67-65 at the free throw line. 1-and-1, Lance McCain. So after very few fouls in the first half, suddenly it may be a free throw shooting situation. 67-65. Dixie has never led. Shot. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down off the hands of Ants. Picked up by Roberts. Back to Ron Ants. 4:50 left in the game. Can Dixie tie it? That's the next question. Dockery against the zone. Looks for help. Ball pass goes to Ents. At the top of the key, back to Dockery. Want to get it in deep if they can. Cross court to Brent Wade. He'll take the shot from 20. Good, Brent Wade. Wade the hero tonight. 7 baskets. 67-67 tie. Webb with the ball in forecourt. Jump shot. No. Pass goes to Crow. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Up and in. By Chester Smith. Smith. Super second half. 6 baskets this half. 69-67. 4:13 left in the game. Quickly to Ola Dockery. Midland with the lead once again. Dockery looks for help. Trying to find McMullen if he can. Dockery gets it to Brent Wade. Out away from traffic against that zone. To Ola Dockery. Dockery in the corner to Ron Ents. Ents cross court to Brent Wade. Stolen by Pettis Wilson. Long arms to Wilson again. Back to Wilson. Layup shot. No good. Rebound up and in by Midland. Picked up by Crow. Crow follows it. Quickly into forecourt. Dockery. Wilson. The man. For what? For Midland. Going for the steal is Wilson, picking up personal foul number three as Ents got the basketball. 71-67, 4-point lead again by Midland. Dixie brings it back to a tie. Midland runs out the lead again. 3:40 left in a game. White knuckle time in Hutchinson, Kansas. Can Dixie stay in the championship round? Will they face Vincennes or Tunxus? 1-and-1 situation. Ents, first shot. Good. Ron Ents. Cool hand Luke, Bill Viking, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, make it 71-68. Olympus High grad out of Salt Lake City. Second shot up and good by Ron Ants. Ants, 4 out of 5 tonight, back to a 2-point lead, 71-69. Webb to bring the ball up court against Brent Wade. Wade challenges him at midcourt. Brent Wade rising to the occasion tonight. Cross court, it goes to McCain. McCain against Dockery. Leans in. Jump shot. Over the basket. Rebound. Taken away. Ants on the floor. On the floor. Finally picked up by McCain. Shot no good. Will it hang? Will it fall? No, it won't. Ron Ants with the rebound. Foul on Wilson. 4 on Pettis Wilson. Pettis Wilson on the back of Ron Ants. And Wilson has 4 personals. Ron Ants to the free throw line. The man has been here before for Dixie, trying to steady things down. 3:19 left in the game. Dixie trying to bring it back to a tie. Timeout, Dixie. 3:19 left, 71-69. Midland back in 60 seconds.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State. At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display their fine merchandise. At Tri-State Office Supply, they have everything you need, from home, school, and office supplies to those special little gifts for all those special occasions. See them as soon as you can. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
You're listening to Rebel Basketball on radio stations KDXU and KZEZ St. George.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village. At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
Leading scorer for Midland playing with four personal fouls. Ants to shoot 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. First shot, Ants, good. Ants, five straight. Five out of six tonight, 71-70. Shades of last night's game. Same score as the final last night. Second shot, Ants short. Rebound brought down by Chester Smith. So it's a one-point ball game. 3:15 left in the game. Spud Webb to bring it up against Brent Wade. Wade trying to tighten up the defense on Webb. Looking for the opportunity to steal if he can. Webb to the high post to Smith. Smith at the angle goes to McCain. McCain looks for help. Midland with the advantage. 1 point, 71-70. Webb at the right side goes to Puntis Wilson. Quickly to Webb. Bounce pass out in front. Goes to number 24. That's Coral. In deep it goes to Smith. Turn around with the right hand. Smith, good. Chester Smith brings it out to a three-point lead. Seven freshmen, two sophomores for Midland. This is a young ball club. Dockery underneath to Roberts. One bounce dribble. Muscle shot. Good. Tom Roberts. Dockery. Good feed. Roberts brings it back to within. 73-72. Roberts, who did not score last night, has 12 tonight. Trap being put on Webb. McCain picked up by McMullen. Lance McCain out in front goes to Puntis Wilson. Right side. Spud Webb. Lob pass in deep to Smith. Bank shot. Good. Chester Smith. Eating Dixie alive underneath. 75-72. 3-point lead again. 2:13 left in the game. Brent Wade looks for help. Palm pass, cross court, goes to Ola Dockery. Dockery at the angle. Tom Roberts trying to get it in deep to McMullen. Out in front to Wade. Every pass so critical now to McMullen. McMullen can't get it to Ant. Midland right there. Into the corner to Ola Dockery. Dockery trying to get it to McMullen. Cannot. Dockery looks for help. Wade gets it out in front now to Chris McMullen. McMullen looks for help. Can't get it to Roberts. McMullen now gets it to Roberts at the angle. Trying to get it in deep for the layup if they can. To Brent Wade out in front. Dixon, patient on the offense. Wade penetrates. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Webb. Webb out in front of everybody for the slammer. 5-point lead, 77-72. Wade against Webb. Driving Dockery. Jump shot. Short. Rebound. Midland. Brought down by Wilson. Quickly to Webb. Webb up court. Foul in backcourt on Brent Wade. And the fans of Hutchinson have joined with Midland. Midland, the darling of this tournament. 77-72, a minute 20 left in the game. 5-point lead by Midland. And Webb to the free throw line. Missed two his last time. It's a 1-1 situation for Webb. 77-72, a minute 20 left in the ball game. Wade with personal foul number three. Dixie with some crucial four passes early in the ball game. That may have cost him. Timeout, Dixie. 77-72, Midland back in 60 seconds.
Capco is the only word you need to remember for oil, lubricants, tires, batteries, filters, shocks, and accessories. You'll find them all at Capco's TPA warehouse in Cedar City. If you use oil and lubricants in bulk or just need a case of oil to use in your pickup, there's two things you can count on at Capco Petroleum. That's high quality and low price. If there's anything we all enjoy, it's getting the best product at the lowest price. That's why you should go to Capco's TPA Warehouse, 225 North 100 West in Cedar City.
Keep your car running in tip-top condition by having it fully serviced at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash. At Dixie Lube Center, they'll get your car ready for that spring and summer driving ahead, no matter what make or model, even diesel models. Dixie Lube Center will be the best friend your car will ever have. Dixie Lube Center, home of great service and the best car wash in town, too. Drop in and just wait. It only takes 10 minutes for a full service job at Dixie Lube Center in Car Wash, 704 South Bluff in St. George.
Hey, 77-72. Midland out in front. Spud Webb needs the first to get the second. 1-1 situation. Webb has missed two straight. Is 4-for-6 tonight. Eddie Benson back into the lineup replacing Dockery. Dixie needs some more outside shooting. Webb shot up short and hangs and falls. Webb gets it. 5-for-7, 78-72. 6-point lead. Can he get the second? Chester Smith and Puntis Wilson, the key man, but Webb getting the free throws now. Webb makes it 79-72. 7-point lead. Quickly to Eddie Benson. Benson behind the back dribble. Leaves it for Tom Roberts. Roberts jump shot from 20. In and out. No good. Rebound on the floor picked up by McCain. Dixie's got a long ways to come back. 7 points. And a minute six to do it. It looks like Midland may get it. Entz goes for the steal, gets the foul. Entz, personal foul number two. And Midland will have to hit the free throws. A minute three left in the game. Otherwise, Dixie plays tomorrow night instead of Friday. The loser of this game plays Tunksis tomorrow at 5 o'clock St. George time. The winner plays Friday. Shot good. 80-72. Too many turnovers for Dixie. The key tonight. And Midland playing a superb game. McCain. It's the first. 80-72. Second shot. Too long. The hangs and falls. McCain. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Quickly to Eddie Benson. 1 minute left. 81-72. Benson. Jump shot. Good. Eddie Benson. Benson with his fourth basket. Full court pressure. Quickly to Spud Webb. Webb up court. Webb at the key, top of the key, goes to number 24, Crow Dixie. Chasing. Ball stolen by Benson. Picked up by McCain. McCain quickly with the basketball. 43 seconds left. 7 point lead. 81-74. Webb. Pass deflected into the hands of Entz. 3-on-2 fast break. Entz in the middle. Knocked away at the side. It goes to Benson. Jump shot good. Eddie Benson. Dixie still not dead, but they're down by 5 and 28 seconds to go. Foul goes to Ron Entz against Bud Webb. Third personal foul on Webb. If Dixie pulls it out, it will be a miracle right now. 26 seconds left. Midland wants a timeout. 81-76 Midland back in 60 seconds.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant.
Bateman Pharmacy in City Center strives to be your complete family pharmacy. To start, Bateman's will keep patient profiles for your family records. Bateman's is a value-right pharmacy bringing the best prices through national buying. Bateman carries sick room supplies plus crutches, canes, and crutch rentals. Bateman's is well-stocked in first aid, vitamins, and cosmetic items, plus photo finishing, school supplies, and a terrific gift selection. Put all these services together, and you'll make Bateman's your complete family pharmacy.
Question is now, is it a two-shot foul or 1-on-1 to Spud Webb? And apparently they're signaling two shots. Webb, 81-76. Midland by 5. No, it's 1-on-1. Spud Webb, as Entz was going after the steal. Webb needs the first to help finish things. Webb shot up and good. Spud Webb under pressure now. 88% free throw shooter, not the man to foul. 7 for 9 from the free throw line. Midland anxious to get to the quarterfinal. Second shot, good, Midland. Webb with the free throw. 26 seconds left. Eddie Benson will have to pop in a hurry. Benson at the free throw line. Jump pass goes to Wade. Jump shot by Wade. Up, no good. Rebound, Dockery. Puts it up and in. Ellis Dockery, first basket of the night. 15 seconds. 83-77. Dixie wants a timeout. 6-point lead. 50 seconds left. Back in 60 seconds.
You know, we've heard an awfully lot lately about IRA accounts from banks and other institutions. Olson and Levitt Insurance in St. George would like to let everyone know about a meeting concerning IRA accounts on March 30th at 7 p.m. in the new Washington County Library. Olson and Levitt Insurance will have Bob Turner representing Allstate Insurance in attendance to discuss the advantages of having an IRA account through an insurance company. For further information, phone Olson Levitt Insurance at 628-0453.
Midland with Spud Webb apparently icing the victory and sending Midland into the quarterfinals, sending Dixie into a chance for fifth place in the tournament if they win the rest of the way. But right now, Dixie has the timeout, 15 seconds left, trailing by 5. Unless Midland totally crumbles, and they have not shown any signs of it. Historically, weak second half, it hasn't been that way for Midland. Midland has played a super second half. The quickness has been unbelievable. A lot of passes stolen tonight by Midland. It isn't that Midland's any quicker. It's just that they have been just as quick as Dixie tonight. Webb inbounds, deflected by Benson. Out of bounds, touch last by Benson. 13 seconds left in the game. 83-78. Benson almost got this field. 83-78. Midland by five. Neil Roberts protesting. Inbounds comes to Chester Smith. Pass deflected by Ant. Bank shot. Good. Ron Ant. Timeout, Dixie. Inbound pass stolen by Chris McMullen. The timeout with 8 seconds left. The bank shot is good by Ron Ant. Can Dixie pull off the miracle? Let's take another quick 30-second break. 83-80. Midland in front. Does Dixie have the timeout? No, correction. Let's keep it right here. Timeout, Dixie. 8 seconds left. 83-80. Back in 30 seconds.
Spruce up for spring with Pratt & Lambert Paint at J&J Mill & Lumber Company here in St. George. Featured this week at J&J is Pratt & Lambert's Vapex Flat Wall Finish. It's an easy-to-use professional quality latex paint. It's made especially for use on interior walls and ceilings. And it's available in hundreds of decorator colors from J&J Mill & Lumber Company. This week it's only $11.99 per gallon, a savings of over $4 from the regular low J&J price. Shop J&J Mill & Lumber Company Monday through Saturday, 7:30 to 5:30, for all your remodeling and building supply needs. J&J.
83-80. Midland by three. Midland with the basketball out of bounds. Dixie trying to get back in this game. If Dixie does it, you have an 8-second miracle. Dixie needs the steal. Preferably a three-point play if they can get it. Full court pressure by Dixie on the inbounds. Final 8 seconds of the game. Midland trying to hang on for the victory. They did last night. Inbounds comes to Pettis Wilson. Quickly to Webb. Foul on, is it Chris McMullen with 6 seconds left? McMullen, if it is, or is it Ent? It looks like McMullen. Ent? That's Chris McMullen, and that should be five on McMullen. McMullen with five personal fouls. 0-for-1 from the free throw line tonight. A total of 10 points. McMullen getting a hand from the fans. Super effort tonight for Chris, even though he had only 10 points, as opposed to 39 last night. 83-80. Pettis Wilson at the free throw line with 6 seconds left. Tom Roberts into the lineup. Midland back. Wilson to shoot 1-and-1, or is it 2? 1-and-1? Or do they rule a 2-shot foul? Key, shooting 1-and-1. Wilson needs the first. Is 1-for-2 tonight. Shot good. Wilson makes it a 4-point lead, 84-80. That should about do it. Midland wants a timeout. Nope, they've given the ball to Wilson. Wilson now calls for a timeout. 6 seconds left, 84-80. Midland out in front. That looks like it, but let's take a quick 30-second break and be right back.
Not all real estate people are realtors. If you're buying a house, you'll want to know the difference.
We're looking for a house. What can you do for us?
First, I'll take up your weekends and evenings looking at beautiful houses you couldn't possibly afford.
What?
Then I'll waste your time with houses so cramped, so small, you'll have to give away your two children.
Oh, no.
Then I'll show you a house you'll fall in love with.
Oh, great.
Except it's located on top of a mudslide.
I think we'll go somewhere else.
Sounds good to me.
Buying a home is always an important investment. To protect it, you need the help of a professional realtor trained in financial and legal matters.
See your Realty World agent in St. George, 246 West St. George Boulevard.
Pettis Wilson giving Midland a 4-point lead, and Pettis Wilson right now on the verge of becoming most valuable player of this tournament. If Midland goes anywhere at all, they're into the quarter, into the semifinals, barring a miracle by Dixie. 84-80. Wilson tonight is 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Pettis Wilson. Second shot. Will it be a 5-point lead? Yes, it will. That should do it. Dixie quickly to Ola Dockery. Token pressure by Midland. Down the sidelines, knocked out of bounds with 3 seconds left. 85-80. It's virtually all over but the shouting right now. Ola Dockery. Inbounds quickly to Tom Roberts. Jump shot, Roberts, good, and that ends the ball game. Midland goes to the quarterfinals against Vincennes. Dixie takes on Tunksis tomorrow. Let's take a quick 20-second or two-minute timeout, and we'll be back. 2 minute timeout, and we'll be back. 85-82, the final score. Back in 2 minutes.
Everyone talks about spring cleanup for the home and yard, but how about equal rights for your automobile? If your car's got a bent fender, a broken windshield, or any major body work to be done, the place to remember is Hanson Auto Body in the industrial park. Hanson's give you expert service with top quality workmanship. Now, if your car or truck needs new paint or a full body job, even a windshield replaced,
drive to the industrial park to Hanson Auto Body. They're located just a half block east of Dixo Gas. Or call them at 673-5646.
The scene of the crime was a house with a death row look. Dingy, faded walls in every room.
Sounds familiar.
Well, the homeowner visited Jones Paint and Glass and bought some Fuller O'Brien liquid velvet latex wall paint. It comes in endless colors and gives any room a soft, luxurious look. Trouble was, he didn't have time to do any painting.
How'd it get done?
His boy did it. And that liquid velvet from Jones Paint and Glass went on smooth as lotion, dried fast, and left a handsome finish. In fact, it went on so easily and cleaned up so quickly with soapy water that the boy got done sooner than expected and took a nap with a spare time.
A big mistake.
Uh-huh. I had to haul the little fellow in for kidnapping.
The countless colors of Fuller O'Brien paints at Jones Paint and Glass will do wonders for your home. So when you need quality paint or hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Provo, American Fork, Vernal, Roosevelt, St. George, Pocatello, and Idaho Falls.
KDXU and KZEZ in St. George.
The final score, Midland wins. That means Dixie plays tomorrow night instead of Friday. With that, Dixie can finish no higher than fifth place in this tournament. Midland goes to the quarterfinals, still has a chance for the championship. It was a case of both teams playing much better throughout an entire ball game, this ball game, than they did last night. It was also a case of Midland not folding in the second half. Midland has had a history of having problems in the second half, according to Coach Jerry Stone. They did not. They stayed with Dixie. Dixie, time and again, brought it back to a tie. 50 was the first time. Then he brought it back to a tie again. And only to see Midland take it right out again. Right now, after watching the tournament, it looks like the best chance for a most valuable player would be Pontus Wilson of Midland, Texas. Wilson, who is an All-American nominee, definite All-American, really, when the final All-American standings come out, ready to take his spot with the All-Americans. Dixie will now have a chance for fifth place, but they have to get by Tunksis tomorrow night. They have one loss on the in the tournament. Another loss, and they come home. The third-day losers is kind of the odd bunch. Those who lose their first two ball games, they figure, well, it's just happy to be here. Those who go the full 4 days have a chance to place among the first eight in the country. Those who end up losing after the third game, that's kind of the odd situation. You've almost gotten to that fourth day, but not quite made it. Dixie now will move to the 5 o'clock game, St. George time, tomorrow evening, and we'll be on the air with that at 4:45, St. George time. That pretty well completes the play-by-play broadcast. We're hoping to get Coach Neil Roberts up for a post-game interview. I can't guarantee it, but we're hoping to get him. Final score, 85-82. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have the stats at that point.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada, and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village. At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
You've been listening to Dixie College Basketball live from Hutchinson, Kansas with Larry Jewell on KDXU. This game has been brought to you by Capco Petroleum, The Burger King, Realty World, Alpha Realty, Olson Levitt Insurance, Tri-State Office and Music Supply, and by Western Village in Mesquite, Nevada. Associate sponsors included Hanson's Auto Body, Bateman Pharmacy, J&J Millen Lumber, Jones Paint and Glass, and by Dixie Lube Center. Join us now for the post-game show brought to you by your friends from Hirsch Ben Franklin Ace Hardware in the Sunshine Square, and now with a brand new store in the Hurricane area. This is where we take a look at the game just played, the players, the high pointmen, statistics and more, and a look at the coaches. Join us now for the post-game show on KDXU live from Hutchinson, Kansas. Now with the post-game show, here's Larry Jewell.
Back in Hutchinson, Kansas, the Kansas native comes home to lead a first-time team into the national championship, Midland of Texas. First time they've been here, and already they've made it to the Final Four. The Cinderella team, and they had the hearts of the Hutchinson fans tonight. That was obvious. Little Spud Webb, a 5-foot-6-inch guard, somewhat negated tonight, not having nearly the game that he had against Westark. But the All-American candidate, Pontus Wilson, making his bid for most valuable player of the tournament. And Chester Smith, definitely an all-tournament candidate now after his performance tonight and his performance of 12 points last night. Smith and Wilson doing the deed to Dixie tonight. Spud Webb matched up fairly evenly with Brent Wade. Wade stealing the ball from Webb once tonight. It was a case of not so much poor passes, but a case of some very quick hands by Midland. Midland, extremely quick ball club, stealing the ball many times in the first half, a few times in the second half, and those turnovers by Dixie making a difference. Midland not making the type of turnovers that Dixie did, and coming down the wire, Dixie putting forth a game effort, but the free throws by Midland doing the job as they hit 21 out of 24 tonight. Correction, 19 out of 24 tonight from the free throw line. I couldn't be right. Let me check this again. 21 free throws tonight in 24 attempts for Midland, Texas. They hit the free throws when they had to, and that was the difference for the Chaparral. Dixie, not doing badly at the free throw line, missing a few tonight, including Chris McMullen, ending his string of 29 straight that he started last night, missing his only free throw tonight, and he figured that he was going to throw up a brick. He told me that this afternoon. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to throw up a brick or not tonight. But ending up with the missed free throw, that didn't cost the ball game. You can point to a lot of different positions in the game where Dixie could have won it. But you really have to point to Midland. As Dixie put the pressure on, brought it back to a tie, brought it back close, Midland would take it right out again and did not crumble in the second half. It was a case of Midland hanging on, wanting the win, Dixie wanting to win also, but Midland with the advantage, and Pontus Wilson the difference tonight is Wilson making his bid for most valuable player in this tournament, doing a job. Let's take a quick 30-second break for Hurst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware, and we'll be back with some final scoring totals and hopefully an interview with Coach Neil Roberts back in 30 seconds.
Hurst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
Hurst's new store in Hurricane is open at 527 West State. And will you be surprised? We think so, but you must see it to prove it's the most up-to-date store in East Washington County. And don't miss the grand opening March 25th, 26th, and 27th. Prizes and bargains galore.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hurst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hurst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
Let's take a look at the final scoring totals for Midland. As Midland, super effort tonight. Just super effort, especially by Wilson and Smith. Webb, not quite the effort he had last night, but hit some key free throws coming down the wire. After missing two, shanked a couple of nine irons midway through the second half, hit four straight in the pressure situation in the closing seconds, and that was part of the difference tonight. Neil Roberts being taped for a television interview right now, and that, I believe, will be going back to Salt Lake City, one of the local Salt Lake City stations, looking for some interaction on this national tournament. Dixie losing its chance to finish higher than third place, which they did 3 years ago. Now looking for the chance to finish in fifth place, but they have to get by a Tunxas team that was undefeated until tonight, until Vincennes College took them apart. Dixie will play tomorrow evening. Chris McMullen now steps in, and I'm sure there's some videotape being asked about the record 29 consecutive free throws. Hopefully we'll be able to get Coach Neil Roberts up for a post-game interview. Midland, let's take a look at the scoring totals. Rodney McChrispin came into the ballgame in the first half, did not see action in the second half, did not score. This is primarily a seven-man team out of a nine-man roster. Justin Moret saw action in both halves, had a field goal for 2 points, and that was it for Moret. Otherwise, you go to the starting five. Lance McCain, quick ball player. Not an outstanding scoring night, but still in double figures. 3 field goals, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points. McCain on the year, a 12.4 point per game average. Taking a look at Jerome Crow. Crow held way below his average. I don't believe we'll be getting Coach Neil Roberts up. I think he's going to be back to the back talking to some of the reporters underneath. And we'll have to wait and see. I don't see that we'll get Coach Roberts up, but we'll just have to wait and see. Jerome Crow, 2 field goals, a total of 4 points tonight for Crow. Spud Webb, only 4 field goals tonight. Did get the dunk, but not a huge slammer. Did get the dunk tonight, as he usually does. Averages 1.5 a game. Rodney Rebel now playing around in front of the camera, getting his own interview. The mascot of Dixie College, Rodney Rebel, showing up, doing a little dance in front of the cameras. Spud Webb, 4 field goals, 8 out of 10 from the free throw line, a total of 16 points tonight for Webb. Now the big two, the guys who did the damage to Dixie. Chester Smith, some key rebounds, but some big baskets coming down the wire. 11 field goals, 8 of them in the second half. 6 for 6 from the free throw line, a total of 28 points tonight for Chester Smith. Puntus Wilson, 11 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Hit the 2 free throws right at the end, the cappers. As Wilson came up with 11 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 25 points on the night. And Puntus Wilson with the 25 points. Jerry Stone, the head coach for Midland College, being interviewed now for television. And his reaction to the victory, Coach Jerry Stone, beginning with, just happy to be here, back in his home state of Kansas. Secondly, is very happy to be in the Final Four. Taking a look at the Dixie scoring. Dixie, Olas Dockery, had the basket right at the end of the ball game for 2 points. Chris McMullen fouled out in the closing seconds of the game. 5 field goals, missed his only free throw. A total of 10 points tonight for McMullen. McMullen, after hitting 29 straight last night, missed his only free throw tonight. A little bit of irony tonight. But part of the story tonight is the fact that Midland just kept the ball away from Chris McMullen. McMullen did not get the ball in good scoring position all that much tonight. Midland, with that zone defense, just kept the ball away from McMullen, and that was it. McMullen, 5 field goals and 10 points. For Tom Roberts, who was held scoreless last night, Roberts did not play that much in the first half. Did not play that much to begin the second half. Came on midway through the second half and finished with 6 field goals. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. A total of 14 points tonight for Tom Roberts. Outstanding performance for Roberts. Steve Flint, who came in relief, hit 4 field goals. Some key field goals. Got some key rebounds. And a total of 8 points tonight for Steve Flint. Wes Hymas came off the bench. Got a couple of rebounds but did not score tonight. Let's go to Eddie Benson. Benson, some key shots down the wire, 5 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Young man from Newton, Utah, total of 12 points. Brent Wade, who reversed his performance of the second half last night, had an outstanding performance tonight. Brent Wade, including stealing a ball from Spud Webb. That's no easy task. Webb bottled up a little bit tonight from the field by Brent Wade. Did the job from the free throw line coming down the wire. Wade, a total of 7 field goals. 5 for 6 from the free throw line. A total of 19 points tonight for Brent Wade. And Ron Entz, 6 field goals tonight. 5 for 7 from the free throw line. And a total of 17 points. So the leading scorer on the night was Brent Wade. Believe it or not, Dixie having better balance tonight than they had last night. They had 3 men in double figures last night, 5 men in double figures tonight. But it wasn't enough against Midland College, quick for quick tonight. And Midland getting the job done. Dixie never leading in the ball game. Midland being tied, but never leading, but never losing the lead. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be back and take a look at what's coming up for Dixie.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
Hearst is the finding place for most everything on a homeowner's list of supplies.
There's putty and brass and trimmers for grass.
There are nuts and bolts, washers and screws.
Latches and patches and different glues.
Gaskets and baskets, nails and pails.
When you're looking for something, it never fails. You'll find it at Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. And the new store is open in Hurricane. Grand opening March 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hearst Ben Franklin, Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
A pair that I met a little earlier today, Shannon Peterson and Christine Carroll, a couple of Dixie College co-eds. We left Sunday with a couple of young men who attend Dixie College. One young man who was on a Mormon mission in this area. And four of them traveled out here. Sharon Peterson from Bountiful and Christine Carroll from Orderville. And they came out to cheer on Dixie. I talked to them a little bit prior to the ball game just to let the families and friends know that they're safe back in St. George. Dixie will not win third place. Will not win fourth or first or second. Still has a chance for fifth, but that's the only place that Dixie does have a chance for as Dixie loses tonight. Let's take a look at what's taking place today in the completion of the second round of play. Volunteer State bombed Allegheny of Maryland, 97-74. Volunteer State coming from behind to do the job against Allegheny, 97-74. Hang on just a second. The cheerleaders are trying to holler something at me. What are you saying, gang? Hello, St. George, from the cheerleaders. I hope you can hear them. Hello, St. George, from the cheerleaders and the fans. And plenty of fans here. They're excited. Dixie still has a chance to stay all 4 days. They're still hollering up to me. I wish I could understand everything they're hollering. Happy birthday to whose mother? To Pat? Happy. Happy birthday. Okay, to Maude Burton's mother, to somebody's mother, whoever is celebrating a birthday, happy birthday back in St. George. St. Patrick's Day was for the green. As Midland, Texas, their color is green. One of their colors green, and this is the wearing of the green day in Midland, Texas, coming up with a victory. In the other second round game today, Henderson County of Texas marked themselves also as a contender for the crown, with an 86-57 trouncing of John C. Calhoun College of Alabama. In the game that just preceded Dixie, Vincennes College of Indiana defeated Tunxus of Connecticut 94-81. Tunxus with their first loss of the year after 20 consecutive wins. And so Vincennes now moves to the quarterfinals, will be one of the final four. Ditto for Midland of Texas. Tomorrow, the schedule has, in the first ball game, West Ark, the defending national champion, against Mercer County, the team that Dixie defeated in the consolation bracket. The second game will be Jamestown of New York against College of Southern Idaho in the consolation bracket. And the third game in the afternoon will be Allegheny College of Maryland versus John C. Calhoun College of Decatur, Alabama, that also in the consolation bracket. Then the 5 o'clock game, St. George time, will match Dixie against Tunxus for the chance to move on for the fifth place game. Dixie and Tunxus at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, and that will be a 4:45 broadcast time. Then at 7:45 tomorrow night, the rest of the quarterfinals begin as Moberly College of Missouri will meet Miami-Dade North, the remaining undefeated team in the tournament and the number one ranked team in the country. And following that ball game, it will be Volunteer State of Tennessee versus Henderson County of Texas. The winners of Moberly, Miami-Dade North and Volunteer State and Henderson County will be the other two members of the Final Four for this 1982 version of the National Junior College Athletic Association Tournament. Looking at some final official stats for Midland College, let's take it, and for Dixie, let's take another quick 30-second break for Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware and be right back with those final official stats.
Discover quality.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
If you're a do-it-yourself home maintenance person, give yourself a hand, a spring pickup. Hearst has so many wonderful ways to do things better. There are tools to trim time and fasteners that you'll find fascinating. Parts and particulars are available at Hearst. And the Hurricane Store's grand opening is March 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
Roberts up for the postgame interview. Some of the Dixie ball players milling around, getting condolences. Pat on the back here, pat on the back there. The Dixie fans disappointed, albeit, but they cannot say the Dixie lost this ball game. It was a case of Midland winning and Midland just hanging on and doing the job. Official scoring percentages. Midland shot 49% on 33 of 67 field goals on the night. And I think that is wrong. Nope, that must be right. Couldn't be right. I had 21 free throws and 32 field goals. Official scorers had 33 field goals and 19 free throws. Somewhere along the line, we do not match up between Midland of my scoring totals and the official scoring totals. We'll wait and see on that. 33 of 67, 49%. 19 of 24, 79%, according to the official scoring totals. Go back and double check again. Let's check. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8. 8 out of 10 for Spud Webb. 3 out of 4 for Pontus Wilson. 4 out of 4 for Lance McCain. And 6 out of 6 for Chester Smith. They credited Smith with a field goal, apparently, instead of two free throws. But anyway, trying to make the figures juggle, the official stats say that it's 19 out of 24, 79%. For Dixie, 34 out of 63 tonight, a total of 54%. That's getting back closer to what Dixie's been hitting on the year, 58%. 14 out of 17 from the free throw line, 82%. So Dixie outscoring Midland in terms of percentages, both from the field and from the free throw line. Midland getting up four more field goals, hitting one less, hit five more free throws than Dixie after shooting seven more, according to the official stats. Fouls, Dixie committed 18, Midland committed 16. It looked like we were going to have a reversal of last night's game, possibly a record for the lowest foul total between two teams in the tournament. As far as assists went, Midland with 11, 7 of them to Anthony Webb. Dixie with 9, 2 to Benson, 2 to Dockery, 2 to Ants, 2 to Tom Roberts. As far as rebounds go, Midland with 36, Dixie with 35, fairly even. Pontus Wilson, 17 rebounds tonight. And Wilson can add that to his point total. For Dixie, Tom Roberts with 12, and Ron Ants breaks his 12 consecutive game string of double-figure rebounds, as he had only 3 tonight, 5 to Chris McMullen. 8 for Chester Smith for Midland, Texas. Some shooting totals, 11 for 19 for Pontus Wilson, 5 for 13 for Webb, and a lot of that was Dixie's defense to keep Webb under control tonight. Crow, 2 out of 7, 11 out of 17 for Chester Smith, so it was Smith and Wilson the keys tonight. For Dixie, Tom Roberts, outstanding night, 6 out of 10, and 6 out of 11. Brent Wade, 7 out of 13. Eddie Benson, 5 out of 9. Chris McMullen, 5 out of 10 tonight. McMullen not getting the basketball where he normally likes it underneath. Credit Midland's defense on that. So Dixie versus Tunksis, Connecticut tomorrow night. Midland will move on against Vincennes College, and that will be a game Friday evening here in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Dixie now needs to win tomorrow night to be assured of a game on Saturday and a chance for fifth place. Dixie versus Tunksis tomorrow night will be on the air 4:45 broadcast time in St. George. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us tonight, our sponsors for their support, and Larry Gentry for keeping us on the air back at the station. Brent Miner also running it on FM on KDXU and KZEZ tonight. We do appreciate both Brent and Larry Gentry. Final score once again, Midland College knocks Dixie out of championship contention and puts them in the fifth place try, with a victory tonight, 85-82. Midland 85, Dixie 82. Till we hear from each other again. Take care now, you hear?